B-Pod Studios.
97.5, The Fanatic.
On the line with us right now, one of the heroes of that game in Santa Clara against the San Francisco 49ers, Alex Singleton joins the program. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good right now.
Living the good life.
Good for you, Alex Singleton, joining us here on the Comcast Business Hotline, Beyond Fast. Now, you gave us a detailed description after the game of what happened on that particular play, but go ahead and walk us through it. First off, when did you know you were going into the game as a linebacker, not on special teams?
During the week, we put in a package that I was going to play during the week, but it actually happened. TJ getting injured, which sucks. TJ's one of my best friends. That sucks to hear, but as Doug always says, next man up. So I got to go in during the second or third quarter is when he ended up getting injured, so I got to play after that.
Mm-hmm. Now you have you get in on that particular play. You see the quarterback drop back. You're right there in the passing lane. When did you know that ball was coming your way?
I will say I don't know why the ball came my way. pretty quickly, I was, most of the time I was like, just please don't drop this. Please don't drop this. In my head, it was more of a just tuck and kind of catch it. More of a catch.
Okay. Yeah, and then breakaway speed, obviously, for a nice flex with the camera. Now, we had Avante Maddox on the show earlier today at 8 o'clock, and I asked him about your flex, and his only critique was that you slipped a little bit there. Maybe next time, don't slip.
Yeah, don't slip on a Sunday night camera.
It's a good point. I remember going around the locker room a year or so ago, and I was talking to some of the new guys, and I had talked to you about your experiences in Philadelphia to this point. And you were one of the first guys that didn't say anything about like the Rocky Steps or a cheesesteak. You actually talked about the penitentiary. Did you ever make it there to Eastern State Penn?
Yes, I have been there. It is the creepiest place ever. It's super cool. But it is very creepy.
good take.
Alex, how much do you see yourself with this injury to TJ? How much do you see yourself in there this weekend? He's not able to go, obviously, with Doug Peterson saying, he's going to miss some game sometime. What's your status look like for this weekend?
I've been doing this long enough. I don't play that game. I'm going to, do whatever they want me to do starting tomorrow just in practice and We'll see what happens from there, but I honestly mean it. Whatever I can do for this team just to win games, that's all I care about.
Speaking with Alex Singleton, you do have an incredible story, man. You undrafted out of Montana State, I believe. Undrafted, yep. You catch on with the Patriots for a brief minute, then you go over to the Vikings for a year, and then you end up going sixth overall in the Canadian Football League draft. You win a Defensive Player of the Year there. You win a championship there. And then you finally get to realize the dream of playing in the NFL here for the Eagles. The last 2-3 years for you, what has this whole whirlwind roller coaster been like for you?
It's been a lot. Obviously, like you said, playing in Canada. I love, playing in Canada. I give a lot of credit to, my team in Canada. And then, coming back and just, getting to play, my first game was in Dallas on a Sunday night. Those are things that I'll never forget. And then obviously, this week, obviously having a play that I'll also never forget. All these little things that just, really mean a lot to, honestly, more my family, just the people that around me more than myself. And, they just mean a lot.
Farsetta in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, and speaking of your family, you do a lot of work with your sister. You post a lot of videos, you and your sister working out, doing things together. And you also do a lot of, it's your sister Ashley, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yep.
And she was born with Down syndrome, and you're heavily involved with Special Olympics through that.
Yeah, huge. You know, Special Olympics is obviously a huge thing to me. You know, I got a pledge it thing this year where, you know, every tackle I get, you know, money is donated towards the Special Olympics here in Philadelphia. And then, yeah, Special Olympics has always been a huge thing to me, you know, whether it's at home with my sister's programs or in Calgary or here in Philadelphia or even just nationwide. You know, Philadelphia, our Special Olympics is a huge organization that I support so much because it's the reason I play with a smile on my face. It's just, you know, to be able to, you know, show recognition to the best athlete in my family. And it's not myself. It's my older sister who, you know, when I'm done competing, will be able to compete the rest of her life because of such a special organization.
Alex, I have a son who competes in Special Olympics also. And it is, I used to write for a newspaper, I've written about this. It is the greatest single day of sports in my life, of all the sporting events I've ever seen. So I commend you for doing that. I share your passion for it. And I just want to ask you about the feeling of this team right now. This, you know, you know this city a little bit now. 0-2, 0-2-1, things weren't looking real good. You get this win. Do you feel just a boost in the energy of the team after getting a win like that?
Yeah, you know, we've been saying it. And, I mean, I know everybody, you know, has been hearing us say it, you know, whether it's through Zoom meetings now, that we just needed to get one. You know, you need to get that win to be able to, you know, keep moving forward. And I think this team's ready to just keep rolling. You know, everybody wants to, we just needed to get that first one. You need to get your feet wet before you jump in the pool. And so, you know, I think we're ready to go. You know, obviously this week is, you know, a huge week. Pittsburgh's a really good team. And, you know, we're just ready to, just to keep going, you know, just to keep moving forward and keep getting better as a team, and every individual is ready to just keep getting better as a player.
Now, we hear all the time, oh, you know, players don't listen to the radio, they don't read the newspapers, they don't read Twitter, whatever, but then, you know, we hear about players saying, hey, everybody doubted us. And first off, for the record, I picked you guys to win against the Niners, so I didn't doubt you there. But who are the guys in the locker room that talk about that stuff? Is it just the head coach? Is it just the assistant coaches? Is it other players? Who are the guys that bring up the doubters?
You know, I don't think many people do. I also don't think many people predicted that Twitter would know that I was going to score a touchdown. So there's a lot of, you know, no one predicted that in the game. So, you know, I don't think anybody truly knows everything. But, yeah, I think it was, you know, everybody just kind of, I think it's more of a sense more than, you know, whether or not people read Twitter or Instagram or, you know, Facebook, whatever people are reading. I feel like, you know, it was more in ourselves that we were ready to win. You know, we were mad at ourselves for being 0-2-1.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't as much who cares what everybody else thinks. Like, we were sick that we were 0-2-1 because we should have been, you know, 2-1, 3-0, you know, however we felt. But we were ready to, you know, get this first win because all you can do is win the next game. You can't win 10 in a row. You can't win 9 in a row. You have to win one.
I know that every player, I'm speaking with Alex Singleton, Eagles linebacker, scored the pick six against the Niners on Sunday night. I know any player, no matter how much time they spend in New England, has to have some kind of interaction with Bill Belichick. What was yours like?
Awkward.
You don't say.
You know, I went from Seattle to New England, and it went from banded workouts to max squats. So it was a very interesting transition. That was the toughest thing for me was the weight room when I went from Seattle to New England.
Oh, wow. Right. Go figure. He runs a tight ship. Well, you know what, Alex? We're all pulling for you, man. And, you know, good luck the rest of the way. Hopefully we can catch up with you a little bit further down the season.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, guys.
Absolutely. Thanks, Alex Singleton joining us right there.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.